All right. I'm Maureen Langan. Stay with us. We're going to go to the movies with Chasey, Andrea Chase, from KillerMovieReviews.com. And then VB and I are going to dish some dirt. That's just ahead.
Chill out. What's she yelling for? Lay back. It's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see.
Maureen Langan, you're hanging with Langan on this Friday night. Remember, I'll be at the Marsh Monday the 16th and Monday the 23rd, working on my solo work. Daughter of a Garbage Man, hope you come out, 8 o'clock show. VB, yeah. You're hosting a big cooking thing and you want to give a shout out?
Yes, I do. I got it right here. It's the Vallejo Chef's Challenge. It's happening tomorrow, May 14th at 5:30 p.m., goes till 9. It's in Vallejo at the Norman C. King Community Center, and tickets are $40 for individuals or $70 for couples.
Yes.
And you can go to eventbrite.com and look up Vallejo Chef's Challenge for your tickets. And people can win, like, their favorite meal. If they bid on it, you can win a prepared meal for you and five guests at your home.
Awesome. That sounds good.
Yes.
All right. So, and you gave the website too, right?
Eventbrite.com.
All right. All good. Go see VB. Tell her Maureen sent you. All right. Right now on the line with me is Andrea Chase, KillerMovieReviews.com. I have not talked to you in a while, Chasey. Thanks for being here.
Oh, well, you know, the terrors of Friday the 13th are just a little less terrifying with you there to help us all through it.
I believe that's the truth. Thank you so much.
Well, you're here to help the people. You're here to help
I help people.
People.
You know
we
that.
We know that. We know. I know. You've given a TED Talk.
I have. Thank you for bringing that up.
That was fabulous. And fans of Mary Poppins, they will get a lovely little surprise at the end.
Thank you. Well, you know, if people want to go see the TED Talk, it's posted on my Facebook page, Maureen Langan. It was a really great experience. And thank you for checking it out. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, I go to you for you know, my daily coping mechanism includes listening to your TED Talk.
Oh, you wise ass. All right, so listen, let's talk movies. What do you have on your list tonight for us?
I have issues with big-budget studio films. They tend to be really, they're done by committee, you know. They have a big monetary investment, and so they want to be able to appeal to as many people as possible, and so they end up being kind of bland.
Okay.
But we have two science fiction films coming out, blockbusters, that are smart and really challenging and are a whole lot of fun. And just, it gives me the strength to carry on, sort of like your TED Talk.
So what are they?
Well, one of them is already out. It's Captain America Civil War. And this is the Marvel Universe. These are the Avengers, Iron Man, Captain America, all those guys. And in this film, what has happened is they have saved the Earth from an evil villain yet again. But in doing so, they've caused billions of dollars in property damage. And there was some collateral damage. So the world is now very nervous. And it wants them to sign an agreement that they're not going to act unilaterally anymore, which makes sense. You know, unrestrained power, you need a little check on it, you know, stop and think before you go out and wipe out New York City again.
No, that'd be great, because we had that happen once and I was there and I wasn't digging that. So that'd be cool.
There you
if
go.
That ends.
Yes. You know, oh, sure, they killed the giant space serpent, but, you know, you were looking forward to going to that little cafe you enjoy so much, and now it's rubble.
So is this worth seeing? What do you think?
It's very worth seeing, because what it does is it takes us, the Civil War is, the Avengers take different sides about whether or not they should sign this agreement. And what the film does is it lays out the arguments for both sides about the responsibility and use of power so that each side has valid points. And no one answer is the perfect answer. It teaches critical thinking skills, this film.
Really?
And it's also a lot of fun, and things blow up good. And can I tell you my favorite part?
Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow is not in it.
All right, so tell us the name of it again.
I know she has a pop-up store, but she is not in this film. I'm so excited.
All right, and tell us the name of that one again.
That one is Captain America Civil War, and it's already out, and it's well worth your time. It has great special effects, a lot of really great cameos, and it's, you know, it's a superhero film that is very joking, although it's making some very valid points.
All right, I want to move on to some others because we have a lot to get into and we don't have a ton of time, darling.
God, yes, okay.
Let's go to Money Monster.
Money Monster. Well, this is just another fantasy, isn't it? This is everything that's wrong with studio films. It's George Clooney, who usually makes very topical,
George. Well, he's in love now.
Incisive films. Yeah. We love him. And we got to keep him working because, you know, his wife, the lawyer, shouldn't have to support him on her salary.
They're going
to
have a kid soon. They're going to have a kid, I bet. I bet they're going to have a kid.
They are. Yeah. Of course they are. It's just a matter of time. And it'll be a gorgeous kid. And I hope it becomes a lawyer, not an actor. But anyway, Money Monster. It's Clooney plays this host of a financial advice show. And he's more into the showbiz element of it rather than actually giving out good advice. He gives out some bad advice. One of the investors, a small-time investor, loses everything and takes him hostage live on the air.
Oh, I saw the trailers for this.
Yeah.
No good?
Yeah. It's you know, the acting is very good, but and Jodie Foster directed it. Kudos for her.
All right,
for
not so we got
another
George...
film with Mel Gibson.
All right, we got George Clooney.
We got
a director directed by Jodie Foster. We have a premise that's pretty cool, you know, taking a, you know, well, I wouldn't want it to happen to me, but he's a television anchor, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And taken hostage during the broadcast. So what went wrong?
Live on the air. Well, what's wrong is that what's happened is that, you know, the billionaire who runs the capital investment firm, they have to take him down because he's done something very bad, which is why this guy who's taken him hostage has lost all his money. And it's an interesting story, and it does talk about how easy it is to manipulate the stock market. But it's so simplistic. It's like, well, if we just uncover this one thing, if we just get our hacker friends in Norway to find that one piece of film, and we do it in 90 minutes because it takes place in real time. So 90 minutes on the screen is the 90-minute running time that actually happens. Then everything will be fine and the world will be a better place. But it's not if you've seen The Big Short or
all right.
read anything.
So you say
that.
Pass on Money Monster. I know you love to give love to small films, which is amazing. So let's run down a few of them. The Meddler with Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon, who is voting for Crazy Bernie, we all know that, but we love her anyway. This is one of her best performances ever. She plays a widow, a recent widow, who moves from New Jersey to Los Angeles to be near her screenwriter daughter. And she's this very giving, upbeat person. She loves life. She loves being able to do things for people. And the one person who doesn't want any of that is her daughter.
Of course.
So she's forced to go out and make friends and bring a little joy to the world and have a little romance with J.K. Simmons. She's wonderful. She's tough. She's smart. She's funny. She's vulnerable. And there's a scene where she eats a fried egg that will change your whole attitude towards breakfast.
Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Eggs are my most hated food in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
This could well, maybe
no,
it won't change your mind, but it will make you see him in a less difficult way.
So her lover in this is J.K. Simmons. Dun, 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 dun. We are farmers. That's him.
We are farmers.
Dun, 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 dun.
With her. Yeah. it's very sweet. It's very wonderful. Take your mother. Take your daughter. It's very funny. It's very sweet. And the woman who made it, Laureen Scafaria, based it on her own mother.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, we have time for one more. Let's go to, you choose what you want to talk about because you have a lot of gems here.
We have to talk about DocFest, which is coming up.
I know. June 2nd through the 16th.
Yes, and this is all these fabulous documentaries. Some of them are funny. Some of them are very, very serious. There's one about how compact computers brought IBM to its knees in the 1980s, which I adored. But because it's a festival, the guy who runs it, Jeff Ross, understands that it's a party, too. So there'll be a couple of things in addition to documentaries. There will be the traditional celebration of Prince's birthday, which they have been doing for many years.
Really?
But this year, yeah.
I didn't know
and
that.
This year it'll be singing along to Prince videos.
Oh,
and that's on
cool.
June 10th at the Roxy, and it'll be even more special this year. So
cool.
Definitely. Tickets for that are going to sell out. The other really great thing is there is a documentary in the festival called How Rocky Horror Saved My Life. That's going to be screening at the Great Star Theater in Chinatown, which has not had a screening in years and years and years. It's also reportedly haunted. So they're going to show that documentary, and then right afterwards, they're going to show a sing-along Rocky Horror. They're going to have the live troupe that performs Rocky Horror twice a month at the Clay. They're singing along with the rest of the audience. You get to frolic with Dr. Frankenfurter. How, I ask you, can you resist?
This sounds so great. And you said there's also an evening, a very bad documentary where everybody's encouraged to mock it, like Mystery Science Theater?
It's called The Principal. It's a serious documentary from like the last couple of years that wants to let us all know that the sun actually revolves around the earth. And this is going to be at the Roxy Theater. It's going to be Mystery Science Theater. They're going to have MCs making fun of it, and they are encouraging the audience to also make fun of it. And the best part is before the screening, there will be an astronomer just to give you a little refresher course in celestial mechanics so that when you make fun of The Principal, which is the documentary, you can be a little more pointed.
This sounds so hysterical. I just hope everybody's not, like, all heckling at the same time, because then you're going to lose some great gems, you know?
You see, that's the only problem, but that's why they have the MCs there.
Well, you know what? So, DocFest, June 2nd through the 16th, it's put on by SF Indie Fest, but where do people go for tickets? Because the Prince birthday celebration, where is that again, you say?
It's going to be at the Roxy,
It's
going to be the weekend of his birthday. It's always right around then. And if they go to SF Indie Fest, sfindie.com, they can get all their ticketing there. And honestly, this year the Prince birthday is going to be just bittersweet. But, you know, as long as we have his music.
So people are going to come out and just sing his songs and hang out and listen to music?
Yeah, they'll be selling beer and wine, and if you want to bring something else, I'm sure you can.
All right.
You didn't hear that from me.
Andrea Chase of KillerMovieReviews.com. I've missed you, darling. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me. Friday the 13th, just a little brighter.
All right. Thanks a lot. We come back. We're going to dish a little dirt. I'm Maureen Langan, and this is KGF.